invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and I'm here with my special guest, Marion Sweeney from New Zealand Home Loans. So welcome, Marion.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me on.
I'm really excited to be talking to you, actually, because I heard you speak the other day, and we were talking about the importance of young people knowing what is required from them for money. So before we get into that, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got into New Zealand Home Loans.
Sure. I'm Marion Sweeney. I have a background in law and mediation, so it seems a little bit unusual that I'm now in the financial industry. But after having my children, it seemed like a natural fit to pull together all the skills that I had in that area and to have a role that I feel passionate about, which is helping people get through faster, basically, through New Zealand Home Loans and the structure and help that we give people.
So they get debt-free faster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is so important in this day and age, isn't it? And do you work with mainly younger people, or is it a wide range of people?
We work right across the whole spectrum, basically. But our target audience probably is mum, dad, two kids, people who may be on a single income or just getting back to two incomes, and just helping them to structure things so that they can feel like they're getting ahead.
Yeah.
And they actually are getting ahead. We can take 10 years off a 30-year term if it's structured correctly and if they're keeping to the plan that they set for themselves.
So you help them actually plan their financials?
We sit down with our clients, and before we ever take anybody on board, we sit down with them and actually look at what their goals are. What do they want to achieve over the next 20 to 30 years? What's their income? What's it likely to happen to that income? And what their outgoings are? And it's a personalised structure for that family or for that individual, depending who we're in front of.
Do they resist that process at all, or do you find that you've set it up because they know what they want, that you can actually help facilitate that way easier if they have a better picture of what they're doing? Or
it's funny that you said, does anyone resist? People seem to really appreciate it. And we're talking about them. It's about their situation. And we're looking at their own financials. We're not putting a structure or a format on them that's not... Everyone knows what their finances are. They know if they're struggling, or they know if they're doing well and wish they're doing better. It's just sitting down discussing where they're at, doing a plan, and then where do you want to be at?
Yeah.
And making that happen for them. Or I don't make it happen. I give them the structure and I give them the choice.
Yeah.
If you want to be X at the stage of your life, this is what you'll need to do, and does that sit comfortably with you?
So that's a clear roadmap for finances, because I was thinking about this on my way in here, and I was thinking about myself when I first started working at 17 and I got my little paycheck from nursing, and I'd just blow the whole thing, you know, and it was
freedom
you know, our what we used to call the lady dye dresses, and
excellent.
It was, but you know, and I remember my parents sitting down and helping me budget, but that doesn't happen a lot these days, does it?
It's when I came on board with New Zealand Home Loans, I was in the same situation as yourself, and I was thinking, I had my first house when I was 21. I was very lucky.
Wow.
But I figured that you had a 30-year mortgage, you put it in the bottom drawer, and you just left it there and paid the minimum payments you could and you resented paying those, by the way, and just left it alone. But if someone had sat down with me and showed me how I could structure my finances and that would aid me to pay that off within, say, 20 years rather than 30 years, it would have been fantastic. And I'm not paying any more money. It's just how I manage the money that I've got.
Wow, I'm fascinated. That sounds a really, really great service. And so you, do you talk to the banks on people's behalf, do you?
No, your banking is with New Zealand Home Loans. So your mortgage would be with us, so would your FPOS card, and so would your savings account, because it's attached to the mortgage. So it's not, I'm not a broker. I don't go and put you with another bank. Your loan is with me, and so is your relationship with me going forward. We have a different sort of proposition with our clients that in the first year that you're on board, we meet with you at least four times. Maybe that's two phone calls and two actual face-to-face meetings to make sure that you're on, you know what you're doing, that you've got the plan.
Yeah.
And then we review it annually thereafter. And it's me that goes out and talks to you, which is what's what I love about it, because I have an ongoing relationship with my clients. I'm not bringing you on board, selling you something, and then
leaving you to it. You actually take care of them the whole way.
Absolutely. And that's what I really love about it. It's a relationship with the client that I get my benefit, you know, pleasure from in the workplace, if you like.
That's really cool. That's wonderful. So tell us what inspired you to get started. Just on that note, what inspired you to get started with New Zealand Home Loans?
I didn't actually know about New Zealand Home Loans until 4 years ago. I had, as I said earlier, a background in law and mediation. I'd stopped doing those roles to have my family, and I'd then done jobs which were 9 to 2. So it's not, it limits the job options for you. And I was doing recruitment, which was fantastic. And then I met John Bishop, who was actually brought me on board with New Zealand Home Loans. And it's just a great proposition. It gives me freedom to work with my family, but it also gives me freedom to work with people I really want to work with. It's a positive relationship.
Yeah.
As you said earlier, people resistant to me talking. No, they're not. People welcome the opportunity to have somebody to review their specific situation and then work with them going forward. Whereas with law and mediation, you're often dealing with people in conflict, and people, you're either an advocate or you're... you know,
yeah.
But whereas with New Zealand Home Loans, you're dealing with people, you're on their side.
Yeah.
You're helping them, and it's a positive relationship.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I just think being able to help people get what they want in life is actually really quite an amazing opportunity, isn't it? And to have you guiding them. And I think we always do more for other people than we may do for ourselves. So actually having someone that is just watching over us and guiding us, I think is really great. It's cool. So how do you do it all? Because you mentioned before you've got kids and you're working, and how are you doing it all?
It's, how am I doing it? My children are teenage children.
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely and they're challenging, but they're fairly independent. And that's, you know, they're 14. How do I say that? I said they're independent. They're 14 and they're 16. They think they're independent, but they need me to be in the background. They need it.
Yes, don't tell them.
Yeah. they need that parental support. So doing this role, I sometimes meet with my clients in the evening, so it's better for them. And I have a partner, so that's fine with the children. You know, I make it work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's cool. And I think that's really important, isn't it, that you actually, as women in business, we do make it work for us. So how do you kind of get rid of the distractions and focus on what you've got to do?
I'm really obviously at this stage of life. I've been working 9 to 5 for a long period of time, so I still structure it in that way. Like I get up every morning and I... do a list of what tasks I need to get through to the day, what clients I'm going to be meeting with, and then I just order my day around that.
Yeah.
You know, it's fairly, I still like a fairly structured environment.
Wow, that's really cool. Thank you. And so do you have a bit of a guiding principle or a theme for your life? Is there some theme that's been helping you all the way along?
I guess from what I've been saying earlier, the most important thing for me is relationships, and it's relationships with my clients, relationships with the people that are close to me and my wider community. So for me, I'm motivated by my people, by relationships.
Yeah, that's, and so you're in the ideal career path by
Perfect.
The sounds of it.
Yeah.
You get
it's very satisfying.
Yeah, and to speak to actually be able to, what's the word, disseminate, to dissolve a lot of the fear around moving forward, because I guess young families these days really worry whether they're actually going to be able to afford a house, especially in the Auckland market. Do you help others outside of Auckland, or do you find it's just mainly in the Auckland market that you're with at the moment?
I have got some clients which are out of the Auckland region. They may have been in Auckland and moved out, or I've got a couple in Wellington. But I prefer to work in the Auckland region because I like to get in front of people and I'll actually talk to them it's easier for me one-on-one.
Yeah. And so you give them a really great structure and things like that for finances and things?
Yeah, it's their structure. Mm. They give me, it's not a budget, it's a plan. Like, how do you want to live
your
life?
Oh, I like that. It's not a budget, it's a plan. Yeah, and we all love plans, but we don't like budgets.
Yeah, and it's their plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a system called DebtNav, which is a visual. Some people are very visual, whereby you can actually see the effect of making those decisions, what you're going to spend that money on. And you can actually see that reducing the term of the loan. It's funny, I sell my first appointment with people as actually a fun exercise, a constructive exercise, because it's all about themselves and we like talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we like to actually playing with ideas, like seeing the effect of us maybe only having two coffees a week instead of five. I mean, that's very minimal. Or cutting down our family holidays for, you know, like a two-year period or whatever. What the effect of that is on our long-term goals.
Yeah.
So the first thing I do with people basically is sit down and say, what do you want to get out of the meeting? And it's usually people want to know, can they get a mortgage or can they pay the mortgage off faster? And have we got a best, you know, is our situation structured how it should be? That's most of the answers that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we talk at what are their milestones? What do they want to get out of life over the next 20 years? Because we're not talking about living like a pauper and just paying down the mortgage, because you could try and do that, but it's only going to last for so long.
I was going to say, and then it's
it blows out. You go, get rid of it. Yeah, so we look at what are the milestones. It might be an overseas trip every 2 or 3 years. A lot of my clients are actually from the UK, and you know, I know that they're going to head home at some stage. How often are they going to be doing that? You might need a new car. You know, things happen that are big, and they need to be mapped into the structure. And the DebtNav allows us to do that. It's good fun.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I love it. Yeah. So not only do you not budget, you plan, but you have milestones to actually enjoy life as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is so important. And then that way it makes it easy for people to stick to it as well.
Yeah, how big those milestones are might affect, you know, like, are we going to Paris or are we just going to go to Fiji? And then you make an informed choice about how you're going to, you know, spend those funds. Because it's at a cost of paying off the mortgage or meeting, you know, a long-term goal of being debt-free before you retire.
Yeah, I just think that's wonderful. So before we have a break for music in a little bit, but just tell us a little bit, because I always love to know, what happens when things don't go the way we want in business and in life? Because obviously not all of us have DebtNav for our lives. We've got it for finances, but wouldn't it be amazing to have that whole structure for a plan?
Yeah.
And so when things, because we know things don't always go our way, how do you cope?
How do I cope? I almost like do a mental scan, like a body scan, and I sit back and I look what's important to me. What do I value? And again, it comes back to that whole theme of relationships with my children, supporting for them and my family unit. And also, so I do a body scan. What do I value? What's important? And then I look at this issue that I'm going through at the moment. Does that detract from or does it aid you know, meeting the goals that I've set for myself, which is nurturing the relationships and providing for the people I love and care about and the clients that I'm looking after? Am I doing what I've said I'd do?
That's fantastic. That actually is really lovely. And I think it's really important, because it sounds like that you have a plan, that you actually have guidelines for your life as well. So do you set those at the beginning of the year or partway through the year? Or
With the business, I have, you know, I've got to provide for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman in business.
Yes.
Common theme here. I have guidelines or targets that I set for myself every quarter, and I review, am I on, you know, in touch with those targets or not? Do I need to step up the time that I spend in the business?
Yeah.
Or do I, can I catch it up next time? Like, I have definite business goals that I'm trying to meet.
Yeah.
I should review it on a regular basis.
Just quarterly basis, monthly basis, or just go, right, am I on track or not? And what do I have to do as a result of that?
Yeah.
Because I know it's very easy to sit down and get busy with lots of things and actually not have a common goal to move towards. And so I know, because if we're in business by ourselves, there's lots of different things that we've got to be doing. that if we focus on all of that, we don't focus on moving forward, and that's can be quite a common theme.
Absolutely. No, I have a yearly target as well. I have a long-term plan, like how long do I intend to be in the business as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
So it's all a matter of pacing oneself and ensuring that you're actually meeting the goals that you want. You know,
yeah.
It's not just about the money. It's not just about the money. The money is very important because mm-hmm. that's what rewards you, if you like. But it's maintaining the integrity of my relationship with the clients that I've brought on board to date yeah. and be able to be honest and upfront with the ones I'm going to bring on in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And really help them. Well, we're just going to take a break for some music and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Oh,
are back with Remarkable Woman Radio, and we were just listening to Chain to the Rhythm, and we thought that that would be very fitting since we're talking about money, and some of us don't change the way we do money over the course of a long time. So we thought that that title of that song would be very apt. So so we'd welcome back with Marion Sweeney, and we are chatting all about New Zealand home loans and how it's really great to have a plan and not a budget, and to actually put milestones in our life to head for. So, and it sounds like they've got a great tool called the DebtNav. That's it. Yep. That actually helps you do that, but still live a life as well, which I think is just so great. And I like that you, you know, that you actually work with people as they move forward, you know, every year.
Plans change.
Yeah, plans change, and what about this? So it's a very personal relationship, and money is personal at times, you know. It it can say a lot about us.
Totally.
Yeah, so so we love that. So we were just talking before, because I always like to ask people, what happens when the proverbial hits the fan? Because we know it all does, either in our personal lives or in our business lives. And so you were saying, Marion, that you just like to take a bit of a scan through, and am I on track? Am I doing what's important to me? And what strategies do you do from there? What, how do you move it forward, either in life or business?
Pretty simple, really. I start breathing.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's easy.
I know. Breathing's
very important.
Breathing is important. And just reflecting and calming yourself down, because often it's a, when you're in that state, you're in a hypertense state, and you're not really thinking that clearly. So it's a matter of calming yourself down. I'm a big list writer. I actually write down and sit down and write down what do I value,
yeah,
what's important to me, and then be thankful for what I've got.
Lovely.
The thankfulness thing, because it's true. Nothing is that bad. You know, you write down what you value, what have you got, be thankful for it, and then what steps can I take to get myself out of that funk that I'm in? You know, what practical steps can I take, whether that's meeting up with other like-minded people, especially with New Zealand Home Loans. There's a lot of other consultants out there, meeting with them and just reviewing how things are going for them and getting, you know,
getting good feedback.
Yeah.
And that is really important, isn't it? Just to sort of put your hand up and say, look, things are not going so well, or, you know, I've just had a bad day, and to actually not make it mean more than what it is, but just say, right, I want to move forward. And I know when I talked to a gentleman called Werner Berger, and he was the oldest man at the time to climb Mount Everest.
Wow.
And I said, what do you do when things go wrong, because in that sort of environment it does? And he said the scariest part of it is going from base camp to the first stage, and they've got to go over all the crevasse fields. So not only do they go up to stage one, they stop there, acclimatise, come back down over them, and then go back over. And I said, so that's three times he's, you know, on crampons, on ladders, across crevasse fields. And he said it's really scary. And so he does, literally makes a laundry list in his head of things and just checks it off. So that's how he does it.
Yeah, very, very practical. And it makes you, gives you some control over the situation.
Yes.
Because nothing is that dire that you cannot plan your way out of it. And if it's that dire, then you just
Get some help. Yeah. And the other thing is, by putting it, getting it out of your head, it suddenly you'd like, oh, it's actually only three things. It's not like 150 things that's going around. It's just like, okay, that's the main thing. And to be able to see it gives us a different perspective as well, so we can look down on things.
Fantastic when you can tick it off.
And you can tick it off. We like that.
Which is always good to review too. Mm-hmm. Like, often you've been through quite stressful situations. I keep a diary as well, and I find that useful because you can see where you've come and what you've overcome.
Yeah.
And again, be thankful, or give yourself some credit for what, you know, where you've come from and where you're at.
Yeah. So have you ever been really scared and sort of going, oh my God, what have I got myself into? Have you ever done that?
You mean in business or in life?
Well, for life. Let's go for life.
Flying Air Afghanistan from the UK to India was interesting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But they didn't have some seat belts in the plane, and the kids were running up and down the aisle as the plane was taking off. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That was when I was thinking, was that a smart decision?
And it's quite a hilly area, isn't it?
Oh, we flew into Air Afghanistan. We didn't know we were going. We thought we were going from UK to mm-hmm. India, and we stopped in Russia, and we stopped in Afghanistan.
Really?
Mm.
So you've obviously got quite an interesting travel background as well.
I lived in the UK for 3 years, from 27 to 30, whereas I would have travelled as much as I worked at that time, which was a real privilege.
Yeah, very interesting, really interesting. What was the scary? That was the scariest moment. What's the scariest place that you went to?
Scariest place.
Or interesting place.
Interesting. Not on that stint, but I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East, actually. I love Egypt. I love Israel. Israel was actually difficult. Jordan, but just probably crossing from Jordan to Israel was hard at that time. We're talking about, how long ago was that? About 15, 20 years ago. And at that time, that's when the bombs, the buses were being blown up in Israel.
So it was a really tricky time.
Yeah.
So you're obviously quite intrepid in your explorations of the world.
My first trip ever that I did was when I was at school in seventh form, and I went to Samoa to paint a school. And that probably set the tone for me. That's what travel was, to not be in hotels or whatever, but be living in a different culture.
Yeah.
And so when I travel, I'm not living in a different, I just go to the US or whatever. It doesn't quite feel like I've been travelling.
Yeah.
It's got to push me a little bit, push me to the edge a wee bit and have a different experience.
That's really cool. So I always ask this question, and a lot of people are not, they're a little iffy about it. But as women who, we really have to own who we are. We have to own our contribution. We have to own how we're a catalyst in other people's lives. And I think if we don't value who we are, then no one else will. So because it's Remarkable Woman Radio, what is remarkable about you and also about what you do and how you do it?
I guess the common theme that's come right through from my conversation with you today is the importance to me of relationships with my family, my wider community, and with my clients. So what makes me remarkable in the business that I do is that I actually care. Mm-hmm. And that I gravitate towards people that are happy to work with me. And it's not just a have a happy day conversation. It's a real conversation. And I feel like I do have a real relationship to whatever level they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So what makes me remarkable, just the emphasis that I place on relationship and the genuineness that I like to have in any dealings I have with people.
And that is remarkable. Yeah, and it's really nice just to acknowledge that about ourselves as well. I think it's really important. So if you're listening to this and you're driving around Auckland or wherever you are in the world, make sure you just ask, what is remarkable about me today? Because it's such an important question to ask of ourselves, because we notice it in other people. So if we can notice it in other people, then we have to have it in ourselves. That's just the way the universe works. So thank you for that lovely answer. That was really nice. So how do people get hold of you, Marion?
I'm happy for people to contact me directly. My number is 0211443367. Happy to take a call. You may have a mortgage, or you're thinking about getting a mortgage. Either option's fine. Just a conversation, or just maybe we meet up and review your situation. Happy to do it.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. And that's really the personal touch, because you're actually giving out your phone number as well. So if you need to hear it again, that was 02. That was actually, let's go, because we're Auckland, New Zealand. So it's 64. And then it's, if you are in Auckland, it is 02 11 44 33 67. And that is Marion Sweeney. And obviously, they can Google New Zealand Home Loans as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they can find you through that site as well. So they can search for you. So that's a couple of different ways that you can contact Marion if you want to actually plan and not budget and get where you want to go in life. Yeah.
Perfect.
So what would be your top three strategies, because we've got literally a minute left. So what would be your top three tips for anybody looking for a mortgage or whatever?
You're talking about young people on the property ladder?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about approaching a lending institution, make sure your account conduct's in order. That is, they don't view overdraft, you've gone over your limit. They don't like it. For the last 3 months, if you're going to go see a bank, make sure the last three bank statements are clean.
Yeah.
There's no overdraft. I know you might think it's fine, you've got big money coming in. They just don't view it favourably. And have a deposit. You've got to have some saving. At least 5% of what you put towards your home has to come from your personal savings, and that might be in KiwiSaver or it could be in your bank savings account.
Mm-hmm.
So just have things tidied up before you have that conversation.
So, yeah, really look at it. Thank you so much for that. So this is Remarkable Woman Radio, and we have been talking to the lovely Marion Sweeney, and so please contact her. I'll make sure that all her details are also on Remarkable Group as well. So thank you so much for joining me today, Marion.
Thanks for the invitation, Mandy. Enjoyed it.
You have been listening to Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.